All right, so are you ready to take a deep dive?
I am.
Okay, great.
Always ready for a deep dive.
Today we're going to be checking out The Perfect Home. It's by Daniel Kanitz. And just for you.
Just for us.
Just for you, listener.
Oh yeah, just for them.
We've sifted through this novel. And we've tried to unearth its most captivating elements.
That's great.
So you can think of this as a sneak peek.
Sneak peek.
Will leave you craving more.
Ooh, I love that.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. It's a clever blend of genres. I would say
What?
it's almost like,
Like what?
like HGTV meets
Oh, interesting.
psychological thriller.
Okay,
The
yeah.
story centers on Wyatt and Dawn Decker,
Okay.
the seemingly perfect couple behind the hit home renovation show,
Yeah.
Perfect Home.
The Perfect Home.
But as we all know, appearances can be
That's
deceiving.
right, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
You never know what's going on.
It's that contrast, that peek behind the curtain, that immediately hooked me. You've got Wyatt, this charismatic reality TV star, and Dawn, his quick-witted co-host. They seem to have it all.
They do. They did.
Right.
Right.
But beneath the surface, there's this simmering tension, this sense that something isn't quite right.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their struggle with infertility is a big part of it.
Okay.
Wyatt's desperate for a child, but Dawn's hesitant about adoption.
Yeah.
And then there's the added complication of Wyatt secretly using this banned fertility treatment
Ooh, okay, this sounds interesting.
called Angstrom Supplement B.
Angstrom Supplement B.
Your ASB.
ASB. Okay, got
They're
it.
short.
Okay, the ASB is where things get really interesting.
Yes,
Yeah,
it
it's
is.
shrouded in mystery.
A lot of mis.
It has all these potentially dangerous side effects. And you immediately get the feeling that it's going to play a significant role in the story.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes about Wyatt's character. The author doesn't just throw it in there for shock value.
Right.
The use of ASB, I mean, it reveals a certain recklessness,
Okay.
a willingness to push boundaries,
Yeah.
even if it means putting himself or others at risk.
And that's what makes it so compelling. You
Exactly.
start to question everything
Yeah.
about Wyatt's motivations.
Yeah.
Is he
Yeah. Is he really?
truly driven by a desire to be a father?
Or is it all about maintaining this perfect image?
Yeah.
This facade of a happy family.
Right, because that plays into the whole,
Yes.
the perfect home thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. It's all very well crafted. That question of public image versus reality is at the heart of the novel. So,
The author skillfully weaves in details about the home renovations that Wyatt is known for, the meticulous crafting of their on-screen personas. You know, it's a
It's like a pedo.
commentary on the curated lives we present to the world,
Like almost everybody does now.
especially in the age of social media.
And reality TV.
Exactly. Exactly.
It makes you wonder if anyone can truly be perfect.
Yeah, it does. And speaking of cracks in the facade, things take a dramatic turn when Dawn is involved in a serious accident. Yeah, okay. So a hit and run
The hit and run.
outside an antique store
Oh no.
lands Dawn in the hospital. And this becomes a turning point in the story. Suddenly, everything starts to unravel. Dawn begins to question Wyatt's sanity. His actions become increasingly erratic. And you're left wondering if he's a victim of the ASB side effects.
Or if something far more sinister is at play.
So she doesn't know if it's the ASB or if he's just a bad guy.
Or maybe both,
Oh, wow, that's a good point. That's really interesting.
It gets you thinking. It's like the accident, that just throws fuel on the fire.
Oh, wow.
It's like the trauma awakens this sense of suspicion in Dawn,
Okay.
and she starts to notice things about Wyatt
Oh, like what?
that she'd overlooked before,
All
like
right.
little inconsistencies,
Yeah.
unsettling behaviors,
Yeah. Yeah.
all magnified by her vulnerability and the
Right.
lingering effects of the ASB
Hey, right.
butt
So
whacked.
that's where the psychological thriller aspect
Yes.
really kicks in.
Exactly. It's like the author just expertly ratchets up the tension, dropping hints, planting seeds of doubt.
Okay.
You're constantly trying to decipher what's real, what's paranoia, and
Yeah.
what's a genuine threat.
It's like, is he crazy? Or is he dangerous?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Sure.
And the way the narrative shifts between Dawn and Wyatt's perspectives,
okay,
it adds this delicious layer of complexity.
Oh, I like that.
Right. You're privy to both their inner thoughts, their fears, their justifications.
Okay.
And it becomes increasingly difficult to discern who's telling the truth.
Oh, really?
Or if anyone is.
Oh, wow. So it's like you don't know who to trust.
Exactly. It's like you're trying to solve a puzzle where the pieces keep changing shape.
Okay.
One moment you're siding with Wyatt, understanding his desperation.
Right.
The next, you're questioning his every move, fearing for Dawn's safety.
Yeah, it sounds like you never get a handle on.
Right.
Like what's really going on.
Exactly. That's what makes this book so captivating. Yeah. It's not just a whodunit or a straightforward thriller.
Right.
It's a study of human psychology.
Of the masks we wear, the secrets we keep, and the lengths we'll go to to protect our carefully constructed realities.
Right, because they have this this perfect image that they're trying to protect.
Exactly.
And then there's the discovery of Wyatt's journal entries. Talk about a game changer.
Oh, this is huge.
Wow. Yeah.
These entries, they offer glimpses into his darkest thoughts, his twisted desires.
Okay.
And suddenly everything about him just seems suspect.
So he's not just desperate to have a child.
Right.
He might be.
Yeah, there's something
being more sinister.
A little more there.
Going on.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
The journal entries are brilliant.
They are. They are. Yeah. They're so well done. Because they don't explicitly reveal Wyatt's plans or intentions. Instead, they offer these fragmented, unsettling glimpses, allowing the reader's imagination to run wild.
So, like, it's scarier.
Oh, it's so much.
Because you're imagining what it could be.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're left to piece together his motivations.
Right.
His end game. And it's chilling.
It makes you realize how much we rely on trust.
Oh, absolutely.
In our relationship.
Yeah, so much.
And how easily that trust can be eroded by secrets and hidden agendas.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Exactly.
And with each passing chapter, the chasm between Wyatt and Dawn widens.
Yes.
And their once seemingly perfect home is transforming into a battleground of suspicion and fear.
It's almost like the house itself becomes a character.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, it's like this reflection of their deteriorating relationship.
Right, because it's the perfect home.
Exactly.
But it's not.
But it's falling apart.
Yeah, wow.
The book also does a fantastic job of introducing these supporting characters who further complicate the narrative.
Okay, like who?
So you have Victoria, Dawn's seemingly supportive best friend, who harbors her own ambitions and a secret connection to Wyatt.
Oh, so like a love triangle.
It's not quite that straightforward.
Okay.
You know, it's more about the power dynamics and manipulation.
It makes you wonder about the nature of female friendships, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Is there genuine support there?
Right.
Or is it all tinged with a bit of envy?
Yeah.
Competition.
A little bit.
Especially in a world where image is everything.
Exactly. Especially with the reality TV backdrop.
Yeah, yeah.
It just adds that extra layer.
And Victoria's connection to Wyatt adds this whole other layer of intrigue.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You start questioning her motives, wondering if she's, you know, playing both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Fueling the flames of discord between Dawn and Wyatt.
Yeah, right.
For her own gain.
Interesting. Then you have Alice.
Alice, yes.
Dawn's loyal,
empathetic friend who offers a stark contrast to Victoria.
Yes. Alice represents that genuine connection.
Right.
That unwavering support.
Yeah.
That Dawn desperately needs as her world crumbles around her.
Like she needs a friend.
She does.
Yeah.
Alice is kind of the voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Grounding Dawn amidst all the chaos.
Yeah.
But she also has her own vulnerabilities, you know?
Right.
Her own emotional baggage, which makes her, I think, a very relatable character.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, she's not perfect.
Right.
But she's there for her friend.
Yeah, it's a good balance.
Yeah.
Then, and let's not forget Tim Fremont.
Oh, Tim Fremont.
Dawn's estranged father figure.
Right.
His reappearance in her life is shrouded in mystery.
It is, yeah.
Like, what's he doing there?
His motives are unclear. Right. We know that his past relationship with Dawn is complex.
Mm-hmm.
And you're constantly left wondering
what
role he'll play in the unfolding drama.
Ooh.
Okay, so Another wild card.
Yeah, he's definitely a wild card.
It's all these layers, these intricate relationships that elevate the perfect home beyond your typical thriller.
Yes, it goes much deeper.
Right. You're not just following a plot.
Exactly.
You're delving into the complexities of human nature, exploring the motivations behind the character's actions.
It makes you think.
Questioning the very foundations of trust and loyalty.
Absolutely. And while I won't spoil the ending for you, I will say that the author delivers a satisfying resolution that leaves you pondering the themes long after you finish the book.
I like that. So it's not like you finish it and you're like, well, that was that.
Right. It stays with you.
And you forget about it.
It makes you think.
Okay.
It's not a neat and tidy conclusion, I'll say that.
Uh-huh.
But rather, it's a very thought-provoking exploration of the consequences of our choices, the weight of our secrets, and the enduring power of truth.
So if you're searching for a gripping read, that will keep you guessing until the very end.
Absolutely.
The perfect home is definitely worth picking up.
Yes, highly recommend it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's a story that will stay with you, challenge your perceptions.
Yes.
And leave you questioning the facades that we all construct in our lives.
And maybe it'll even make you think twice about the, you know, curated images we present to the world.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Reminding us that perfection is an illusion.
Right.
Beneath the surface.
Uh-huh.
We're all a little bit messy.
Yeah.
A little bit flawed.
Right. It's what makes us interesting.
And a lot more interesting than we appear.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good one. Until next time.
Yes.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.